Steve, I've got to ask you, as we talk about giants, over the past couple of weeks, there's been some kind of giant creature making the rounds on the internet. You and I have looked at that video. We were going to talk about it in depth, but you looked at it even closer, and you found out that it's one of those great old hoaxes, huh?
Right. Now, what's fascinating, and this is the story, as I was talking to Lisa Lyon today, which was really an amazing story, the helicopter pilot that is in the Alouette helicopter that lands on the glacier, we're talking about a basic Sony docudrama introductory live footage to introduce a new video game called Shadow of the Colossus.
Yes. And it looks like it's a real event.
It looks like it's a real event, down to the fact that when in talking to the helicopter pilot, he told me that Hollywood flew the, you know, everything from Russian actors who really speak Russian to the special effects. I mean, he's the guy that was in the helicopter. But where this story takes a very strange twist is that concurrent with the announcement of this on the internet about 2 weeks ago, when our Katie Simpkins dot whatever it is .com/org, which by the way, I sent him massive emails when I started getting suspicious that he wouldn't answer me back,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the helicopter pilot got a hold of me. But now here's the amazing thing. All of those images were filmed in Alaska. Franz Josef, the islands, the volcanic islands that the real artifacts have been found in, are actually mentioned, and we've put that article on the Coast to Coast link page, that now there are astroarchaeologists that are claiming that the ancient artifacts of ancient civilizations and space-born civilizations need to start to be cataloged and categorized. There's another direct statement that something's getting ready to happen. So concurrent, George, with this supposed find that was really a staged promotional mm-hmm. piece for Sony in Alaska, there really is an event going on in the Franz Josef area, and that's when we get into Admiral Byrd in a little while. The Franz Josef area is one of the areas where a joint country undertaking is taking place because they have found something amazing. Now, here's what I'm being told from someone who is incredibly well-connected, is that what was anticipated is the real find in Franz Josef, which was supposedly the basis for the whole Sony new video game,
right.
Shadow of the Colossus, that they anticipated there would be leaks. So in order to cover the leaks of the real find,
they make the phony one.
They make the phony one. It's a perfect bait and switch. And what's more fascinating is another pilot who I talked to. He said, Steve, we're flying stuff in and out of there, right and left. And he said, it is what everyone won't say it is. And I said, you're talking to me about ancient, alien, / or very advanced ancient technology. He said, absolutely. I said, are you also seeing former life forms? He said, absolutely. He said, things that the size is staggering. So this is what stood out to be maybe the archaeological find turned out to be a fake, led to the real story. And I got to tell you, I even said this to the guys that thought this whole thing up, not the video game, but the cover. I mean, what an amazing bit of intelligence to have anticipated that, to provide a cover story for the real story.
Well, Stephen, the possibility of what's happening over in the North Pole, then, if they're pulling out stuff, are we talking about creatures or aliens or spacecraft? What are we talking about?
Well, right now we're talking about creatures. We're talking about, I guess I'd almost say, all of the above. But specifically, they're talking about technology. Now, I want to share this with people, a good background on all this stuff, so that people can get a feel for it. One of the things besides giants that has been a common thread throughout all of history have been what are called stargates, doorways to the stars,
right.
All that stuff. And Tom Horn has written a fabulous series of 10 articles. He's the author of a book called The Armand Gate. And again, nobody in my 30 years have I met that has a better handle on this than he does. And I want people to go to your webpage that we put up for you and read that, especially the 10th installment. It's a 12-page, you know, 4 pages per installment.
Okay. It says related page under your name. Okay.
And that'll give them the background on this. But one of the things that the greatest war going on right now, there's two wars, and this is coming from multiple inside sources. The idea of disclosure, which has been out there for some time, and, you know, different groups have been pushing for it, and the history of MJ-12, Majestic 12, and the whole alien UFO. But with aliens and UFOs, you always have a tie-in with ancient architecture, ancient technology, and ancient life forms. And that's what's so amazing about what we're talking about tonight. Now, again, I find it interesting that in the last 2 weeks, concurrent with all the Vatican's announcements, George, by the way, I went back through history, and usually the Vatican would make an announcement every year, every 18 months, you know, as it related to space.
But nothing this dramatic.
Nothing this dramatic. Now we've got 5 stories in the last 2 weeks, and you've got, again, the group that's saying Genesis isn't real, and then you've got the head astronomer for the Vatican talking about Genesis 6.
Now, how can half... Or not, I won't say that. It's not half. But how can a faction of the Vatican be saying that without the Pope coming down on them?
Well, the point is that there are, you know, the Catholic Church, the hierarchy, the observatory, and the astronomer, and I'll get to his name in a minute, but that gentleman, I would say this, is absolutely biblically sound in his presentation of there's no conflict between faith and science, okay? Whereas the other group is saying there is a conflict between faith and science. So I would say this, the Pope is backing the guy that I think has got it right and got it head on. So what is
the one who backs up science and the biblical version.
And the biblical version. He's saying they're not at war with each other. So the point that's fascinating is that we've got the Catholic Church making big time stories. We've got reports that are coming right and left, and I mean, they really are coming out, that leading astronomers, physicists, archaeologists, everybody has meetings behind closed doors in Washington to decide how much disclosure they're going to allow and what form they're going to allow it in.